All right, Chris, tell us why you switched your opinions over the past week on how the Eagles treated you when they cut you when you were a player here.
Well, I didn't change anything. In my Hall of Fame speech, I think that people, when I say the Eagles and I say Buddy Ryan, they think it's one thing. But in my situation, the Eagles and the organization were totally against me, and they had had, where a lot of people don't know, they had failed an awful lot with substance abuse. They had a number of guys on the team that they couldn't get them the help that they needed, and their problems got worse. And their overall philosophy as far as chemical dependency was, they didn't think that a person could get well. Now, Buddy, in the back of his mind, him and his wife, they thought a person could get well. So Buddy told me, based on the organization, what they're thinking, you know, I can't bring you back as a starter, but can you come back, earn our trust, and then maybe eventually, you know, you can be a starter again. So I thank Buddy for that, but I couldn't stay there because I said, I'm not going to be a backup to guys that aren't better than me. So I thank Buddy because it was an eye-opening, but I was already clean.
We're still a little unclear, Chris, on we were always under the impression that when Buddy made the decision to let you go, that it helped for you to reverse your life, that you were already on your way to recovery, but not entirely there. And we always got the feeling that you thought that if you had remained here, you might not have found the same path that you did in Minnesota. Is that the wrong perception?
Well, my biggest regret was that I wasn't able to get the type of help. And when you go through something like this, there's a number of steps. So, and it's not easy. Now, the realization of flunking several tests, that's one realization. Being suspended from the NFL, if you flunk another test, you're going to be banned. That's another realization. Me being benched, that's another realization. So there was a lot of steps that by the time he cut me, I knew. So when I got to Minnesota, I was a different person because of the circumstances and what Buddy put me in. Do you understand that?
Yeah, like, I think what you're saying is you needed the crisis. You needed to have that crisis to truly be on the path to recovery.
Yeah, but I was on the path. I had 5 months clean off of crack cocaine. Like, I was clean. I was in my best shape ever when they cut me.
All right, so, Chris, let me make sure we all understand this. So you admire what Buddy did, and he truly, you know, maybe saved your life. You don't admire the way the Eagles handled it because they weren't all that concerned about you. Is that accurate?
Well, they weren't concerned. They didn't have the knowledge and the staffing to understand chemical dependency. So as far as their employment service, what they were offering to their employees was very, very limited. Now, I went to Minnesota 2 days later, and their employees assistance program was drastically different than the Eagles.
And
it was amazing. And in Philadelphia, part of my rehab was I couldn't use, but I was allowed to drink. When I got to Minnesota, they asked me, could I stop drinking? I was like, absolutely. I stopped using crack cocaine. Of course I can stop drinking.
And you did all that.
Yes, Chris, I did it immediately with no problem.
Chris, is there anything we can learn from your case that we can apply to what just happened to DeSean Jackson?
Well, you got to handle your business better. You got to be able to handle your business that the organization is not put in a situation where they're going to compromise the overall ability of the team. Because players, elite players, can't be replaced. I know fans think they can, but they can't. And I believe that if I was able to get the type of care, and if I would have stayed on that team, and Reggie White had stayed in Philadelphia, I believe we would have won a Super Bowl. And I believe that ultimately I would have gotten the same result. That's what I always say is my biggest regret. When someone drafts you, I wish that, it's nothing against the Minnesota people, but I wish I had the same success in Philadelphia that I end up having in Minnesota. Does that make sense?
Oh, Chris, you know what it would have been like then or now if we had had that parade after a championship. Would have been amazing. In this town, you know what this town is like. You played. You did love playing in Philadelphia, right?
Oh, yeah. I have no problem with the Philly fans. They've been so supportive over the years. But you have to realize when Deshaun Jackson's case comes out, like, that front office, I believe, now, if they're going to cut him, just cut him.
Yeah.
They don't have to let the information leak out that he's part of a gang, because there's all kind of information in that locker room that they could let leak out that would make guys unemployable.
So, Chris, what happened this week with Deshaun was the failure of the Eagles organization to be able to deal with a maybe troublesome but elite player. Do you agree with that statement?
Well, the Eagles have the right to employ and cut who they want to.
Right.
But I don't believe they had the right to allow this affiliation with the gang to be perpetuated. I believe they could have stopped that.
Okay.
Like, that's a stiff accusation to put on an African-American.
Fascinating.
And if you look at the guys they got in that locker room and guys who have done things, look at their roster from last year. They had Riley Cooper. They had Michael Vick. And then Michael, and now Deshaun Jackson, maybe he's not able to play for the Eagles or get traded, you know, as a Pro Bowler because he has some gang affiliation. Like, that's just not right.
Great.
Like, if you're going to release him, you don't want to pay him and everything, that's fine. And that's why my greatest respect for Buddy Ryan was, Buddy, look me in the eye and talk to me as a man. He said, this organization does not want to keep, but I really do. They don't believe in chemical dependency that you can get better.
Well, Chris, I'm very glad you called. I'm glad you called because I can tell you, I've been doing this show a long time from the time that you played. Our perception has always been that you were thrilled with the fact that you got a second chance in life and that the Eagles themselves as an organization had presented that to you. And now it's clear to us it's more a personal thing with Buddy than the organization as a whole.
It took me another 3 years to get my career back on track.
Yeah.
Not because I couldn't play, but because I was behind another All-Pro in Anthony Carter in Minnesota.
Right. Do you remember what Buddy Ryan always said about you, Chris?
Yes.
All he does
is catch touchdowns. And that was an excuse to protect him. And for Buddy, and Buddy knows, and his whole family knows, I love him for that.
Chris, thanks for checking in. I really appreciate it today. You've clarified a lot for us.
I appreciate it, man. You know I'm a big fan of WIP, even though I am the Weasel of the Week. I'll take it.
Chris, thanks, buddy. Talk to you guys.